Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah! Yo, monkeys hate midgets.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they see him as a threat and they'll try to kill him. And midgets know it, too. Midgets are scared to death of monkeys. A friend of mine was working on a movie set, and they had a midget and a monkey, and the midget flipped out. He was like, hell no, I'm not working with that thing.
Just took
the monkey off, went like, not a but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. Ridiculous, dude.
Jonathan's nickname is Beer Mug and has participated in 6 world eating competitions.
I just can't see how anybody could think this is a fucking joke, man.
And now,
I spent all my money on hookers. I spent all my money on blow. I spent all my money on everything. I don't even know where to go.
Our feature presentation.
I miss Mug.
I do too. Those were fun days.
It was a party. Mug is actually going to be joining us later on today because I think he's the guy who's going to take the brand new 2009 Toyota Matrix to the listener's house this morning.
Yeah.
This is true. So,
how fun
is
that?
I don't know if that would be cool. It'd be like playing Santa Claus, but I don't know if that, Mug's the kind of guy who just planned for that by just staying up all night and partying because he didn't want to oversleep. He seems like the kind of guy who you wouldn't necessarily want to count on being out in front of somebody's house at 7:15 a.m.
Oh, no. I beg to differ completely.
Really? What don't I know about Mug?
Muggs loves to party, and there's a good possibility he'll show up a wreck, but he's accountable.
He's
a lot of things,
right.
But he's definitely not, you know, he's not a guy who will flake. He'll show up. He'll be on time. He may smell like vomit. He may have, you know, like no pants on, but he'll be there, and he'll be ready to rock.
That's impressive. I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for functional drunks. I really do. Guys who can get the, you know, party out and get the job done at the same time.
Alex? Speaking of that, there's someone here on the blue line. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Now,
hey, Kevin.
Usually you don't call when you're not here because you're asleep. What's different today?
Let me ask a question. Do we really want Mug someplace if he doesn't have pants and he smells of vomit? Is that what we're looking for?
A lot of times you don't have a choice with Beer Mug.
No. Yeah, I already got a text from Beer Mug this morning, you'll be happy to know, giving me directions on how to get around the 405, which is completely closed.
Yeah, we should say that right now. The 405 is completely closed in both directions, essentially between the 101, the Ventura Freeway, and the 10 Santa Monica.
And why is that?
There's a brush fire, a big one.
A burning big one, up over 150 acres has already been burned. Yeah.
That's brush fire. This is the first time I've ever seen, you know, like when the 405 is closed, you go, okay, I'm going to take Sepulveda. Nope, closed.
Sepulveda's
all the
closed.
Side streets are closed.
Yeah, because you'd be going right through the fire area.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to Kevin, by the way. He just barged right
fascinated.
Through.
I am fascinated with what time Kevin found out about the 405 being closed.
Well, I bet he found out about the same time I did, which is when I got in my car and turned on the radio.
Nope.
But,
which was like 5:03.
From Kevin's house, though, he wouldn't have gone that way if he found out then. Did you find out about it when you hit the stop traffic?
Yep. When the ramp was closed, I was like, oh, come on. So then there's police everywhere, and they're trying to put you someplace else. I was on the 101 for a while. Now I'm going through Hollywood. It's not the shortest distance between two points, I'll tell you that.
Not from your house, it's not.
It just cracks me up that I knew about it like at 4:15, and it doesn't help
you
me.
You know about it when the fire started. Message on a website someplace.
I'm sure that's true.
He's on a ham radio with a trucker getting updates.
I'm just saying, Kevin's life is so fascinating to me because he reminds me a lot of my puppies. Like, he never foresees anything. Like, every single thing that happens throughout the day is a total surprise to him, and he has to evaluate it on the spot because he had no way of knowing it was going to be there. It just cracks me up.
But that only seems so extreme to you because you're on the opposite end of things where you have some kind of an internet hookup between every person who's making news and you hear about it immediately. Most people are somewhere in between.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you, Bean, on this one because I got up at 4 this morning and I had the news on, but I didn't have the local news on. And I didn't know about it until I got in my car and turned on the radio.
I have a thing, as you know, about not being late. I hate being late more than anything in the world. And when I used to have a commute, one of the reasons that I got up early was to make sure that I wasn't going to have any trouble getting to work. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
But it does keep life interesting. There are a lot more surprises in Kevin's life, which I think probably adds to the quality of life. I mean, there's probably a great deal of joy in that.
You want to know what's funny about that? This morning I had the thought, you know what? I've really been kind of pretty close. I'm tired of rushing. I'm going to leave, and this is my thinking, 2-3 minutes early.
That's all it takes.
And I did, and that didn't work out for me, so now I'm going to go back the other way.
All right.
Hey, Lisa, what do you know about the plan for this morning? How long is it likely to be buttoned down like this?
I imagine most of the morning drive is going to be like this. They have like 10 airdropping helicopters, but they said as soon as the sun comes up, if the wind picks up, it's really going to be bad. So that means the 101 and the Golden State are going to take all that extra traffic on the Ventura Freeway. All the canyon roads are going to be used. So it's just going to be really awful trying to get in and out of the valley and into West LA.
Good thing about the 5, though, is that it's wide enough that it can handle all of that traffic.
That is true.
They got nothing but extra lanes. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess.
It's going to be a really bad morning.
I know October, November are Santa Ana time, and I know that there's always fires, but doesn't it seem like they've been bigger and more of them this year than usual?
I mean, it
does. It just seems like every single day there's another city that's on fire. It's just, it's
frightening. And it doesn't seem like we've had any cool weather yet, really. I think there was maybe 4 or 5 days a month ago where it actually cooled off for a few days and then right back up again.
Yesterday was torture. I don't know how in October it could have been that hot, but yesterday seemed like...
And you were at the beach,
I was
right?
at the beach, and I was looking at the water, and there was hot breeze coming off of it. I don't understand how
like
that could happen.
It's like the Gobi Desert.
Yeah.
Global warming, people!
The water was boiling. That's what you saw ahead of you.
Fish were flopping onto the sand. It was awful.
Well, K-Rock's Kevin, where are you right now?
I am some place in
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't catch where you were, Kevin. I'm sorry. Say it again. All right. You nailed
You're
me.
No
Let's move along and talk about this morning's Kevin and Bean show. It is Thursday, and it is, I believe, the 23rd of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox. If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
What's up with nightingale poop on your face on purpose? Now, most people would run from that. It would be considered a bad day if they ended up with nightingale poop on their face. But there are people at a salon in New York who are willing to pay big, big bucks in order to have that done. And we're going to talk to the woman who provides that service coming up in a few
minutes. God bless her. Yes.
I guess there's a lot of stuff you wouldn't want to put on your body if you knew that it was in the creams and lotions that you use. I mean, I guess there's a lot of weirdo ingredients that go into stuff. But you really don't think about it.
How ridiculous it is, because if you're sitting under a tree and a bird poops on you, you are so pissed off. It's
of course.
Like really upsetting. And then you turn around and go to a salon where they put it on your face for $250.
Exactly.
That is just stupid.
Doesn't make any sense.
Women will truly anything if there's some, even a fragment of proof that it'll make them look younger or their skin look better. Just like guys will do anything to them or to their bodies or to their lives if it proves that they can get more poontang.
Right.
Guys will do anything.
That's true.
Good point.
Look at Lisa, man. She was salivating at Dr. 90210 in here yesterday. She's like, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
I spent a half hour this morning just putting creams all over my body.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You heard me.
Also, we mentioned Beer Mug is going to be giving away the 2009 Toyota Matrix. And how about this? K-Rock Golden Ticket. Tickets to every K-Rock show in 2009.
Yeah.
That is going to be a very pleasant wake-up call for somebody this morning.
Absolutely.
Our old friend Dr. Drew from K-Rock's Love Line is going to be joining us, talking about the return of Celebrity Rehab 2. Can't wait. Looks great. We had a story that Ralph did a few days ago on the Showbiz Beat about an actor who at 12 years old found himself in what sounded like more than a one-time deal. It sounded like an on-and-off-again affair with his father's new wife. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was banging a stepmom.
Yay!
We need to hear your stories on that tip here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We think we do. We may change our minds later. After we've heard a few.
After the first call, we may go, what are we doing? So icky. Most of us can't imagine that.
No.
But it does happen, I guess. Anytime you,
especially have a man, when the man marries someone much younger.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's when it things really start.
I mean, who's it icky happening for, though? Because I don't see it being all that icky for the son.
No, but then you think about a girl and a stepdad.
Oh, no, the tables are turned. It's very disgusting. Yeah. But right now I'm imagining like Brian Austin Green's son giving himself a couple years and then looking at his stepmom, Megan Fox, and going, all right, come on. Come on now.
Also, I don't know if we're going to be able to settle this today, but there's a guy named Nick Savage who claims to work here at K-Rock. Claims he's been here for years, claims we've met him, claims he's been in the calendar, he's on the air, he's an actual employee, he works here, he's got a locker.
Oh, please.
I don't think
he
it's
sounds
true
like a stalker. How would we not know, someone who worked here?
That's exactly
That's
what
ridiculous
I'm saying. But he wants to come on and give us his credentials today, but I think it's very, very shaky.
Yes. My God.
Details on how you can join us for the K-Rock Bleed It Out Blood Drive, which is going to be tomorrow in Long Beach at the Queen Mary. Ralph Garman is going to be broadcasting live from there all day long. Lots of prizes to give away, and it's for a good cause. We'll tell you about that. And a bunch of other stuff on the way this morning on the Kevin DeBean Show, including, speaking of Ralph, the Showbiz Beat. And he's got to be so happy about his Phillies if he knew that they were in the World Series. We'll check up with him right after this on the World Famous.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 548.
The 405 is closed. The 405 is closed.
What's going on out there,
just
Lisa?
Just say it really fast.
What do you
so
say?
People know.
405 is closed.
The 405 is closed through the Sepulveda Pass between the 101 and the 10. Fresh
Kevin.
Fire.
Kevin.
I threw a butt out the window this morning. I'm sorry.
Son of a
He's
bitch.
He's not talking about a cigarette either.
No, I'm not.
548, it is Thursday morning. I guess Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on for you, Ralph?
Do you guess I'm here with the Showbiz Beat?
Yeah, what's that about?
Screw you, pal.
I'm assuming you are.
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
That's
yeah
true.
Okay.
I'm going to need that.
Alrighty.
Speaking of homosexuals, William Shatner.
How dare you?
Wait for it.
Oh.
Is finally speaking out about the fact that George Takei Sulu didn't invite him to his wedding. He's very upset.
And he's... Wasn't this...
But are they... They're not friends,
three
right?
months ago?
Well, they weren't friends. Yeah, this is 3 months ago. It's the first time someone's had a chance to ask him the question.
Oh.
Okay.
They weren't friends, but Shatner thought they put all that behind them, that he had sort of settled all those grudges with all the old cast members that may have had an axe to grind with him. And so he was surprised that he wasn't invited to the wedding.
So now the feud's on again.
The whole thing makes me feel badly, Shatner said. Poor man. There is poor such man, a man? Sickness there. It's so patently obvious that there is a psychosis there. I don't know what his original thing about me was. I have no idea. So he's saying, saying that George apparently still has it out for him and he can't figure out why. He's just got some
is it
why be graceful about it when
about
you can
him
say stuff like that?
Is it possible that he just didn't think he'd want to come, or that they weren't good enough friends yet? Or I mean, there are other possibilities, right?
Yeah. I mean, he did invite every single person that was on that show. He invited her and Chekhov, but he's not.
And Nimoy.
What was that?
Oh, Spock was there too?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No.
So
all the alive members were there.
Everyone but.
But Captain Kirk wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Okay.
So George responded with, "It is unfortunate that the Bill was unable to join us for our wedding."
It was unfortunate that he didn't know when and where it was.
If he could have found it, we would have let him in.
It is our hope at this point that he joins us in voting no on Proposition 8, which seeks to eliminate the fundamental right for same-sex couples to marry in California.
Well, that's not the same as getting cake.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Man cannon.
Yeah, that's what you know. That's what Shatner's pissed about. He didn't get some cake. That's what it is. By the way, when they was asked originally about George Takei's decision to come out of the closet, George said, "Who cares? Be gay. Don't be gay. That's up to you, George."
You mean
that's what Shatner said?
Shatner.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Shatner
said George said that.
No, Shatner said that when he came out.
I'm sure it wasn't a shock to him.
It's just sad. Yeah, really. it's just sad that our favorite movies, TV stars can't get along.
So congratulations to all of us, and may equality live long and prosper.
What was that?
Lika
was there. I knew she was at the wedding.
She helped plan it.
David Duchovny is filing a lawsuit against the newspaper that claimed he was having a sexual relationship with his 28-year-old tennis coach.
Yeah. You mean the one who didn't deny it in any way, shape, or form?
That one. The Daily Mail, a London tabloid, ran a story over the weekend claiming David had a full-blown sexual affair with Edith Piquet, a tennis instructor named Edit.
Edit.
How is Edit Piquet not on Gossip Girl?
I have no idea. In a lawsuit filed today in the L.A. County Superior Court, Duchovny claims the story falsely alleges that Duchovny sought out Ms. Piquet to be his tennis instructor, that he had a professional relationship with, quickly turned into a love match. See?
Love match.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. Dave wants at least $1 million in damages, so we'll follow that story closely.
Well, the timing, if an affair is proven, is bad for Mr. Duchovny, as he's apparently going through a divorce right now.
Yeah. Of course, then Billy Bob Thornton on the other side with Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly.
Chase Crawford, speaking of Gossip Girl,
likes
younger women. According to In Touch magazine, the 23-year-old Gossip Girl star has been seen making out with his co-star, Taylor Momsen, on more than one occasion.
Yes.
O-M-F-G.
Taylor Momsen, by the way, is 15 years old.
Oh no.
Didn't know that?
Yeah.
New.
So, Mr. Crawford may want to be more careful about who he plants his kisses on. Not only for that reason, but Taylor Momsen has just been announced, has been taken to the hospital. She's in the hospital for a throat infection.
Oh, yes.
Jeez.
Doctors say she has been responding positively to antibiotics and other medicines, and she should be out and about in about 3 to 5 days. How the 15-year-old actress Taylor Momsen got a throat infection? Doctors just simply can't say.
They're baffled. They know. They just can't say.
They can't or won't say. What are you going to be for Halloween this year, kiddies? You ready to trick-or-treat? You ready to get some Reese's Pieces? You ready to get some Butterscotch Lifesavers?
We're waiting to get some caramel corn?
We're waiting for the party to get canceled again before we make too many plans on our costumes. I don't think we even talked about the party, have we?
Nope.
No, we have not. Well, because we don't know what's happening.
Well, we said it was canceled. That's the last thing we said.
Happening.
Now it's happening. Let's see what happens today, though.
So, if you kids have nothing to do for Halloween out there, you may want to listen to the Kevin Bean Show because we may have something for you to do coming up next week.
Maybe.
Anyway, Britney Spears has made her decision. According to AbsoluteNow.com, an entertainment news website, she is, for Halloween, going to dress as herself back in her crazy days.
Oh, no, no, no.
Apparently, Britney's going to get a bald-headed wig.
No.
And carry an umbrella that she used to wield at Paparazzi, and she's going to be Crazy Britney for Halloween.
That's not a bad costume.
It is funny, but I'm not a big fan of people who
act like they get the joke
of
themselves.
Act like they were in on it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was just being nutty.
No, she's horrified, she says, when she thinks about her past, but she thought it would be funny to dress up back when she was insane, and then, you know, everyone could have a good laugh.
I'm going to go as Sam Lefty. How about that?
Oh, that'll be easily recognizable.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Kevin's dress is some swarthy dude. And Madonna's still sticking it to her future ex-husband, Guy Ritchie. London Sun, British tabloid, has photos of Madonna carrying the couple's son, Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
Rocco is dressed in an Alex Rodriguez Yankees jersey.
No, he's not.
Oh, what a dick move.
How's that for sticking the knife in?
What a dick move that is.
The dude's son, put him in the uniform of the other dude that you're banging. Allegedly.
Wow.
He's the dude pretending to be a dude looking like another dude.
That's, wow.
That stings right there.
What happened to Madonna's face?
Meanwhile, Us Weekly says that Guy Ritchie is already moving on with his life. He is reportedly seeing a British actress named Kelly Riley, who is working in his Sherlock Holmes movie.
Mm. Ah.
And apparently she is quite young and sporty and does not look like dried venison.
Like Madonna.
Yes, like Madonna does.
It will be so refreshing for Guy to be with a woman again after all these years.
Yeah, that's true.
Good friends of Madonna, David Beckham and his wife Victoria Beckham, may have a new career as comic book characters.
What?
Stan Lee, legendary Marvel comic book creator.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
He's not Asian. What are you going high for?
Well, it's, I mean, it's a good chance.
It's not a good chance at all. He's Jewish, 100%, Stan Lee.
It's not L-I.
It's L-E-E. It's like Bruce Lee, but still, it's not. He's not Asian.
All right.
No highs.
I was just being careful.
Okay. He tells a newspaper that he would love to launch a cartoon series based on the lives of David and Victoria Beckham.
Why?
a cartoon series based on that.
Yes. And he says that he also has plans for a comic book based on Beckham. The Incredible Overpaid Man.
Quite a superpower.
Yes, it would be. He gets a lot of money and rarely plays soccer. That's
doesn't
what he
do
does.
That much.
Doesn't do a lot of it. And Jenna Jameson and Tito Ortiz,
yes,
according to TMZ.com, have just bought a new home in preparation for their unborn twin babies. They just picked up a $3.4 million house in Huntington Beach, California. The home apparently boasts a private boat dock, a walk-in wine cellar, and a library, although neither Jenna or Tito can figure out what to do in that room. I'm just saying.
I saw the picture that Jenna put up on her website the other day of her on the bed with her stomach showing, and you can see that she's pretty pregnant.
Yeah.
There's just something wrong about seeing Jenna Jameson pregnant like that. I know she's a woman and she's allowed and she can be a mom and she's got another life and she's not just a, you know, fantasy sex object, but it just is so weird to see.
Weirder than Angelina Jolie
or
Salma Hayek or any other sexy broad who...
Because of her job.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen
who should be pregnant more than a woman who has that job. You know, those two things are related. They're interconnected.
No,
you know?
What?
Yeah.
It's just...
Sometimes sex leads right to the pregnancy.
What?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I read it someplace.
Wow.
Right on FemaCoffins.com.
I just think we're so used to seeing her be sexy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird to see her kind of heading in a not sexy direction. That's all.
For all you pregnant ladies out there,
yes,
Bean thinks you're not sexy, please call, write him at Bean at KRock.com.
But don't send
Unlike
pictures.
You, who thinks hot women should never get pregnant.
Yeah, that's true. Because of the after damage, because of the wreckage that it leaves behind. But I find...
I'm sure that's comforting to them, too.
I find some pregnant women enormously sexy. I think some pregnant women are really, really sexy.
Yeah, it just really wouldn't have anything to do with them afterward.
Well, it wrecks them afterwards. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm pointing out.
Well, I didn't say pregnant women weren't sexy, did I?
There is some residual damage.
I just said they get roughed up at the end.
Can't we all just agree that if you're hot, you should adopt? That solves every problem in the book.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that. Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays, director Ang Lee.
Hey!
Now you can hire your heart out.
What is that? He's Lee?
Stan Lee. his real name is Stanley Lieber. That's where the Lee comes from.
All right.
The comic book guy. Ang Lee. That's really his name. Dude's Asian.
Okay.
But they're both Chinese. Mr. Lee and Mr. Lee are both Chinese, right?
He's 54 years old today. Weird Al Yankovic. What were the odds that Bean would have some Weird Al queued up celebrate his birthday?
No,
I knew going into it. I didn't even talk to him about it. Just knew I had to take a pause so he could play some.
He is Bean's god.
He really adores the Weird Al.
Because he's the best musical entertainer of all time ever. That's why.
Weird Al's 49 years old today. Bassist Robert Trujillo of Metallica.
Oh!
Turns 44 years old today. Ryan Reynolds from Van Wilder and from Scarlett Johansson's. But JJ is 32 years old today. And Jessica Stroop from the brand new 90210. She also played the devil's daughter over there on Reaper. She was the girlfriend of Sam.
Oh, yeah, she's way cute.
Way cute.
She's also slowly replacing Drew Barrymore in the heart of One to One.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
remember, because he loves 90210.
Crush? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I like Jessica Stroop. Well, maybe we have to get an autographed picture of Jessica Stroop for Duane. He'll be as excited as the poster we got of him, Drew Barrymore. Jessica's 22 years old today, and she should have some wedding cake. You seen her lately?
No.
She needs a,
too skinny?
She could eat. She needs a couple pounds on her, yeah.
Yep.
But she should not get pregnant. I think we've all decided that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We told you about the K-Rock sticker, and if you mail in the back of it and fill that out, you might win a brand-new car, a Toyota Matrix.
Yeah.
And the K-Rock Golden Ticket, good for every show we sponsor next year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that in the next hour.
How about that? I've said this before, and I mean it. I think it's the best prize we've ever given away. in all the years we've been working at K-Rock. Yeah, it's fantastic if you win a trip to London to see The Cure or something like that, but that's, you know, that's on and gone in 4 days. This is something that will last you 12 months of every single K-Rock show in addition to a brand new car. I mean, it's really tough to think of anything we've done that's bigger than that, but that'll happen in about a half an hour. Look for Beer Mug outside your house if you enter to win. 641 on the Kevin and Bean Show, Thursday morning. Time to check in with the Kevin and Bean Afro line, 323-520-AFRO.
Ralph is from Philadelphia, and every once in a while, his accent, what do you call it? Not accent.
Well, kind of, yeah.
His Philly accent, yeah, comes
his
through.
Regionalism.
And he said the word manure the other day. And we were like, what are you talking about, manure?
Manure.
So that we said it was manure.
Right.
And he objected to that, and so we started going to dictionary.com and all this stuff, and that's what the first call's about. I think that's what that call's about.
Manure.
Could be anything else. I don't know.
It could just be rating the show. You can't tell.
Like to think, thank Polly Shore for calling in.
Hey, Kevin Bean. Lisa May. Everybody.
Who? That's pretty good. Who is keeping that alive?
Not even Polly Shore, I'm certain.
Here's a joke.
Hey, what the Japanese guy doing when he had an erection?
What did the Japanese guy do when he had an erection?
Well, voted, I hope.
He voted.
Yeah. See?
Big and Rich. Horrible country artist. Horrible.
Yes.
John McCain supporters.
Yeah, so I was going to vote for Senator McCain until I heard that Big and Rich cover.
Well, your mom busted and said, what's that noise? Oh, mommy just jealous. It's a Big and Rich boy.
Obama for Change, 2008.
I hope President Obama seriously figures a way to deport Big and Rich. Just get them the hell out of the country.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, the next call also turns out about the same thing.
Yeah, that Big and Rich song.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Hella gay.
That's true.
It is true, yeah.
That's the first use of hella that I've liked.
Let me tell you something. That's exciting music. You can get that on my Don Imus CD. Available anywhere, Amazon.com.
All right, nobody knows who Don Imus is. All right. Okay. All right. Remember the remember the movie How to Lose Friends?
Our new feature, Impressions? No one knows who they are.
Impressions you won't recognize.
My best one, too, goddammit.
I've got a killer President James K. Polk I can't wait to do.
Remember that movie, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People?
Yes.
Yes, with, of course, the beautiful Megan Fox.
And the not-as-beautiful Kirsten Dunst. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah.
And the dude picks her, Kirsten Dunst, over Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Megan Fox is really hot. I really like to her. She is really hot. You see, I really want to her. Yeah, she is really hot. Kirsten Dunst is not.
That was a Christmas montage, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it might have been, yeah.
We've been giving away Guitar Hero World Tour, and you can either get the Wii or the PS3 or the Xbox 360.
Yeah, so I called up trying to win Guitar Hero, and, you know, as normal, I didn't. But this time, Miss Cleo answered the phone, and her boobies sounded so big.
Giant size cans.
I don't need to hear that noise really from anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about.
Sounds like you're doing a donkey impression, is what it sounds like to me.
Speaking of impressions, here's a bean impression.
Halloween spooks outside my window! Wait, where are they outside my window?
Not a good one.
No.
But an attempt. We did a song. We didn't do a song, I should say, called Paper Stains. That didn't happen.
Nope, that never played on the air.
Did not happen, we've been told.
Kevin and Bean, listen, there's only one solution to all this. Give Weatherby the fear.
The fear.
The fear.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm pretty sure he had the fear the last couple days, by the way.
I think so. What was frustrating about Paper Stains...
About not doing that song?
About not having that song recorded and played on air, is that I think it even went above Mr. Weatherby. I think it went to people who have never even heard the show, who decided that somebody who listens to the show might be offended by it if we were to have recorded it and played it, when in reality, no one ever complained about it.
except for the person that doesn't live here and doesn't listen and thinks everyone would be.
Right.
Exactly. But at least it's gone off the website, too. But we did try to warn you that if you liked it, you needed to get your, you know, get your copy immediately, because that's how these things go in our company.
And by, and when you say gone off the website, you mean never on it.
It just wasn't. Yeah, we didn't even post
never,
it. It
never even
just
did
because it doesn't exist. You can't put error on a website.
Right.
Paper stains caused by a massive wave of chocolate grain. Paper stains.
I don't even know what he's referring to because there was no original song for him to be referencing.
One of my favorite pieces of tape ever is Omar's college movie, Cucamonga Heat.
Yes.
Which is up on YouTube, and you have to search for Cucamonga Heat because it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double-cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so, yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I got to go. Later.
Someone tell me two things. One is, where was the other guy supposed to talk? And two is, why that song in the background?
That's a really good question.
It's like a love song.
It was a Pulp Fiction replication. Oh, when Bing Rhames' character is giving Bruce Willis the lowdown. Al Green's playing it back.
Wow. It's more subtle than I realized. I didn't know that he had a reason behind that.
Cucamonga Heat, Cucamonga Heat, Cucamonga Heat.
Sing it if you know it.
Bad acting things are going to happen. And I thought I heard Omar's voice. Cucamonga Heat outside my window. Cucamonga Heat behind the trees. I wish that Omar could see that nobody wants to see this movie, and it's Cucamonga Heat outside my window pane.
Yeah, Eric. What's up, dude? It's Mr. Khan, dude. Yeah, man. Listen, I need you to take care of something for me, man. There's some guys who did me some wrong in the past, so I need you to go set up a fake drug deal. Yeah, man. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to go down smooth, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Yeah, man. Say hi to the wife and missus for me. Yeah, everything's gonna go down smooth, man. Double cross. Outside my window pane.
Wow.
Well done. That's a tour de force right there. That's brilliant.
Listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 3 minutes till 7 o'clock, about a half hour from now, a brand new car and the K-Rock golden ticket. Apparently we need to get right to the show biz.
Yeah, come on. See your new boyfriend, Cole Hamels, with his dominating pitching performance last night, Ralph?
Cole Hamels, P.I.
Come on with that.
Cole Hamels.
You can't act like you're interested in baseball now, dude.
Greatest sport in the world. I've always said it. Always
That's
will.
What Ralph's always said.
I love baseball.
Sorry, what?
I heard all the Phillies are going to be at the Thrill of the World.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, they're going to be dancing the Philly dance.
It's 6:57. We'll catch up with our old friend Sean Connery coming up after the news. I know you don't want to miss that. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on?
Before I get to showbiz, I'll remind everybody, if you've got some time tomorrow, come on down to K-Rock's Bleed It Out Blood Drive. I'll be there in the morning during our show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then Nicole Alvarez will be stopping by, and McCabe after her.
What's McCabe?
McCabe's a PI who plays by his own rules.
Private investigator?
He's an outlaw. Okay. He's a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a gun and a badge, and he's not afraid to use it.
Right.
He's got the attitude to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's McCabe.
Wait, I'm getting a word now that he is also a K-Rock DJ here.
What?
Yes, he apparently is on the air here.
What are the chances? There was a guy named McCabe I would know.
That's what I thought, too.
There's a PI firm called McCabe and Savage. And I think they they work out of some office here. They rent space here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
I do not believe they're on the air, or else I wouldn't know about it.
They're undercover.
That.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be at the Dome at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. So you go down to the Queen Mary and then look for a giant dome.
Okay.
And that's where we'll be taking blood in the dome.
And you'll be taking the blood personally?
I personally will be taking blood from people.
All right.
I've got an X-Acto knife and a hefty bag. And we're just going to put all the blood in one big bag and then give it to Cedar Sinai.
Is that the best way to do it, would you guess?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I am a doctor.
Dr. Kevin. Don't question him.
T-shirts, concert tickets, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we'll be giving away a bunch of stuff as a thank you for coming down and giving much-needed blood. So that'd be very cool. You know who might need some blood soon? Simon Cowell. Apparently, he's about to become the target for a fatwa.
Really?
The Muslims are after Simon Cowell.
Why?
Well, what did he do?
He's got a show in England called X Factor. It's kind of like an American Idol type show in England.
Right.
Well, they are doing a charity event on that show called Help for Heroes, which aids injured troops in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right.
And now a British Muslim hate preacher named Omar Bakri Mohammed.
Really? His name's Omar, is it?
Yes. Hard to believe. Time is now. Is calling the show anti-Muslim because they are raising money to help injured soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan who are fighting the Muslim extremists in those parts of the world.
But aren't they there protecting the Muslim non-extremists, the Muslim citizens
Bean.
Of Iraq and Afghanistan?
Oh, Bean, how little you recognize about how the world works.
Dude, you need to read something.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. But this guy just hates. And now he's saying he's targeting X Factor and Simon Cowell. He also slams Muslims who wear the wristbands for the charity or plan to sell the single Hero, which comes from the X Factor finalist that's going to be recorded to raise money for the organization. So if you're a Muslim, record shop owner, and you sell this record, which raises funds for this charity, he also is targeting you as well.
Good times.
Security has
absolutely
been
absolutely useless.
Security has been stepped up for Simon and the show this weekend because of the rant, and they're afraid that the extremist followers of this dude will target Simon Cowell and his show for violence. Sweet. Kevin, I know you were concerned, so I want to give you an update. I did a story yesterday about the head of Paul McCartney being missing.
The wax figurehead?
Yes.
Dude took it on a train and forgot it?
The waxwork head of Paul McCartney was being transported via train in London, and a guy left the head on the train. He offered a $4,000 reward for anyone who found it.
Seems like I'm forgetting something. I can't.
It was a wax figure that was originally sculpted back in the 60s during the Beatles' heyday, and the head was supposed to be auctioned off, or they were expecting to go for as much as $20,000, but he forgot the head on the train. Well, a man has found the head and has contacted the businessman Joby Carter, who left it on the London train, and they are planning a get-together. They're going to do the swap, like a hostage exchange.
Drop your money on the floor and back up.
It's funny. Apparently, a lot of fake people were making false claims about finding the head. Oh, I found the head. Yeah, I found it. So they had to ask this guy for proof, so they have a photo of him holding the head that was sent to him.
And, wow.
And they're going to set up an exchange for his $4,000 reward and when he gives the head back, so Paul McCartney's head has been found, Kevin.
Thank goodness.
Well, good.
Wow, that was close.
How about his ex-wife's leg? Has that been found? Or
that has not yet been found.
Okay.
Boy, times are tough even for James Bond. Daniel Craig says that the grueling economic times that are affecting Wall Street here in the United States, but actually banks all over the world, may delay the next installment of the James Bond movie. Apparently, producers of the James Bond films can't secure funds for another film due to the credit crunch. They're having a hard time getting a loan to produce the film.
Wow.
So production for any more James Bond films has been put on hold indefinitely.
But didn't, for instance, Casino Royale make $500 million or something? I mean, it seems like they got plenty of money coming in.
Yeah, but that money goes back to the film distributor, which is MGM, right. Sony, and all the investors from that film and stuff. By the time it's done, I don't think the Broccolis, who are producing the films, have enough money from their take.
So they have to borrow for every movie.
They have to borrow for every movie they do, but the money gets returned to the investors who invested in each and every film as it goes along.
Gotcha.
So they're having a problem with credit right now, and Daniel Craig says there's nothing on the books after Quantum of Solace is released because he's not sure producers can afford to make the film, but he said he'd love the opportunity to reprise his role of James Bond once again as soon as they do secure some funding. So we may have to wait a little while because of the economic crunch.
Because the name's so bad, they're not sure it's going to make money.
That's right. People may not go see Quantum of Solace. Right. And while grueling economic times are affecting James Bond, apparently they are not affecting Bill O'Reilly. He has just signed another contract with Fox News. Daily Variety newspaper reports that the four-year deal will pay O'Reilly $10 million a year.
A year.
Wow.
Total.
No, $10 million per year for 4 years. Jeez.
He is also a guy who's a best-selling author. He makes a ton of money on the speaking circuit. I mean, he's got a lot of. He's got that that loofah that he sells by the Bill O'Reilly loofah. He's got that.
Yeah. Apparently, Riley is pleased to be back for another stint. Here's what he told the New York media after he signed his contract.
Is there a difference between the Democrats and the Nazis? I can't see it.
Yeah, well, that's strange comment. Yeah. Sounds a little young.
It's worth $10 million a year right there.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Stroop from 90210.
Oh.
Is 22 years old today. Actor Ryan Reynolds.
Boo.
He's 32.
Robert having sex with Scarlett Johansson right now while we're doing this show. That's what he's doing with his day.
I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
That's not right.
Robert Trujillo from Metallica is 44 years old today. Director Ang Lee.
Hey!
Turns 54. And legend Weird Al Yankovic celebrates his 49th birthday.
Sammy Moen, my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Just too wide and nerdy.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
He's the best.
That can't
I
be
love
your
him
favorite.
So much.
White and Nerdy?
White Nerdy
can't be your
strong.
Favorite.
White Nerdy
so,
is awesome.
So strong.
Trapped in the drive-thru.
That's a good one, too. But White Nerdy is like, it's catchy and it's funny. It's got everything going for it.
Fat.
Fat's a classic, don't get me wrong. Right. But for right now, my number one Weird Al song
smells
has to be
like
White
Nirvana
Nerdy.
Where he gargles the guitar solo. That's
pretty
great.
Strong, look, I love all his work, but from right now, this is,
you have to pick.
This is my favorite one if I had to pick. It's just so strong. Plus, it's got Donny Osmond in the video.
Does?
Yeah, you've seen the video? No. It's awesome. Donny Osmond's like all doing gang signs and everything. He's White and Nerdy, too. It's very good. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All this week here on the World Famous K-Rock, we're giving away your copy of Guitar Hero World Tour, which I think comes out Sunday, by the way. Also, a system to play it on, the Wii, the Xbox 360, or the PlayStation 3, courtesy of our friends at Best Buy. We do it every day at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., which means we just did it. And Joe Fallon from Long Beach is your big winner this hour. So congratulations, Joe. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ralph did a story in the Showbiz Beat about stars who passed on big roles.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe to turn around and look at it and go, whoop, maybe not the best decision.
Yeah.
John Travolta was not the first choice for Pulp Fiction. Somebody else passed on that so that he could have it.
Wow.
Will Smith was going to was offered The Matrix in the Keanu Reeves role.
No kidding.
How about that?
And he said, nope,
that
I want to do Wild
good.
Wild West. Great decision. And finally, Sean Connery turned down the role of Gandalf in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God.
They said, we want you to be Gandalf. He said, nope. And we've got him on the phone. Good morning, Sean Connery.
Yo.
Oh, Mr. Connery, we're just saying hello to you.
Sorry, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Mm.
Is that it? That's all you've
thanks,
got?
Thanks for joining us.
Well, that was the best interview you've ever done.
Mr. Connery,
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed because I woke up on the side that the corpse was on, the hooker that I killed last night.
Oh, come on. Really?
Wow. Nothing worse than a cold hooker pressed up against your in the morning.
Oh.
Well, I think we can agree on that.
I should have gotten rid of that body last night.
Wow. Okay. We don't really want to be called as witnesses in that trial, so please don't tell us anymore. The reason we wanted to get you on the phone this morning, and it's remarkable for a guy that's retired how much you make the news, but there's an article on CNN.com that was just posted yesterday talking about famous movie roles that actors turned down, and your name came up. Do you know which one we're talking about?
Well, I've turned down lots of roles. I don't know which one they're talking about in this particular case.
Well, this particular case is Lord of the Rings, all three of them.
Yeah, turn those down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Which role did they want you to play in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, Sean?
They wanted me to play Gandalf, the wizard.
Okay, and that's the role that went to the great Ian McKellen, right? Well, he's a tremendous actor and was brilliant in those performances.
Yes, and, by the way,
right, but that's irrelevant.
I know, I just thought I'd bring it up.
All right.
Okay, I turned it down, the role of a wizard hanging around with a bunch of little f***ings who have a ring and they want to put it on somebody's
no.
I don't think
that's not what they did.
You might
the ring, right?
No,
not at all. Not at all.
I never read those any books. I was busy getting laid when those people who read those books were sitting in basements playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I heard you didn't read the books, but also that you were confused by the script.
Yeah, and, oh, let's take the ring to a mountain. Oh no, a big ogre's trying to stop me. You. And they have to hang around a bunch of midgets with big hairy feet. That creeped me right the worked out.
But, Sean, okay, I understand maybe it's not a role you were excited to play, but once you saw how great the movies were and the brilliant job that director Peter Jackson did, and then they went on to, you know, win Oscars and make billions of dollars, I mean, you had to have some regret.
Nope.
Okay.
There's no way I wanted to spend 5 years in New Zealand with that fat Peter Jackson.
Oh, he's considered a great director.
He's also considered a fat
I mean, I guess if you take the long view, you've had so many great roles over the years yourself. You can't work in every movie. That's my point, exactly.
You can't do them all. You have to turn down most roles you get offered, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I've turned down lots of roles that went on to be big hits, but it just went right for me.
Like what?
I turned down the role of the kid in The Sixth Sense.
They didn't offer that to you.
Why, she did, people. That was supposed to be me.
No, it wasn't.
Bruce Willis's kid.
But that doesn't make any sense. He was like eight or something in the movie.
I turned down the role of Ray Charles, that won Jamie Foxx the Oscar.
Well, he was a black guy.
I can play black.
They didn't offer that to you, Sean.
I can be a...
Come on!
See, right there, that shows
hey,
you can't
mama, don't
be.
Treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long. All right, I could have played that.
I would have liked to have seen that. Now that I hear you singing,
also turned down Ali
again.
Will
again.
Smith had a big hit with that.
Well, he was a very famous black boxer.
Sting like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. Just sting the out of somebody.
But weren't you already like 70 when that movie was made? I mean, that just wouldn't have made any sense.
Well, I'm in great shape.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I turned down the role of McLovin in Superbad.
They didn't ask you to be McLovin.
He's a teenager.
A Scottish name like McLovin? You don't think they asked me to play him?
Pretty sure they didn't.
You're wrong, sir.
All right.
I turned down the role of Juno.
Juno?
The little girl?
Ellen Page later went on to have a lot of success with that role, and she's lucky I turned it down.
But how could you have played a pregnant teenage girl? It doesn't
I'm
make
just
any...
that good. I would have been brilliant in that role.
Uh-huh.
Here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
I would have liked to have seen that.
Yeah, do you have any regrets of some of the roles you turned down, or are you happy with all of your decisions?
I'm sorry I didn't play both roles in Dumb and Dumber.
Well, neither of those were for you.
That's right.
Okay.
I wish I could have played the lead in Kill Bill, the Uma Thurman role. I would look hot in that jumpsuit.
I'm guessing not.
And I'm sorry I didn't play in Titanic.
Which role in Titanic?
The Leonardo DiCaprio role. Because I would have loved to Kate Winslet right in the
Whoa. That's not where that movie was headed at all.
So. I almost took the role in 300.
Which role?
I didn't care. I just thought it was about 300 chicks.
Yeah, that's not what it was.
Well, not at all.
A bunch of running around oiled up, fighting each other. Wasn't one in the whole film.
Yeah, I think it's best that you stayed away from that one as well.
300.
Okay, all right, listen.
300.
All right.
Okay.
300 gallons of.
Come on.
All right, we have to go, Mr. Connery. Always good to catch up with you, sir.
Vote no on Proposition 8.
I'm just saying it's too much for one person. It's an overload. If you won this, Kevin, you'd be dead by the middle of February of 2009 if you tried to go to every K-Rock show.
That is correct. Yeah, we're talking about the K-Rock sticker. You filled out the back. You sent it in. We told you you could win a brand new car and the K-Rock golden ticket.
Yeah.
And we have Beer Mug on the phone. Good morning, Beer Mug.
Good morning.
You are in front of a K-Rock listener's house.
I am, as we speak, right in beautiful, sunny Glendale.
Glendale!
With the brand new car that's theirs.
We have a 2009 Toyota Matrix, all black.
Ooh, nice.
Fantastic. Sweet. Got a surf rack on the top, all kinds of different stuff. It's a very cool car.
Yeah, how long has the car been in K-Rock's possession, Beer Mug? In other words, have you already vomited in it?
Not yet. It's probably been a little less than 24 hours we've had it.
Okay, it's best to hand that right off to the winner then before we have a chance to screw it up, I guess. All right, so you're in front of a house or apartment, or what's the situation where you are?
It is actually the only house on a block full of apartments.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Why don't you walk up to the door and then knock on and then hand them the phone?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Very cool.
Walking up right now.
Nobody ever
very exciting.
Something like this to me, I'll tell you right now.
No.
Here it goes.
It's BS.
All right.
Hope they call the police on him.
Boy, that's awesome. That sounds like a police knock, doesn't it? He's hardcore when he comes banging on a door.
People don't knock at 7:30 on your door
No.
in the morning.
Very quaint they, home.
Shout,
they do. It's not good news.
Shout, Glendale police, get down!
Or not.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, bro, you want cell phone?
Hello.
Hi, Refi. Hello?
Is Sarah here? Suzanne.
I'm sorry,
Suzanne.
You don't even have the name right?
Well, we've run into a little problem here.
The fact that we sent you?
You're at the wrong door?
No, Suzanne is not here.
Find out where she is and
you know where she is?
Go there. Is she at work or something?
We are with KROQ FM.
Oh, the FM.
Notification, please.
I have in my back pocket. We have a Toyota Matrix that we're trying to give her.
Beer mug is shaky at best.
Like,
I wouldn't trust mug.
That guy is totally doing the right thing by asking for ID.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right.
So where is she?
Hey, mug, is that her dad? Would you guess?
Is this your? Are you her father?
Yes,
it is her father.
All right.
Shall we just talk to him?
Well, he actually went into the house. He went back into the house.
I think Beer Bunch should track her down wherever she is.
Maybe she is there.
The father seems kind of scary.
What?
Fathers are scary.
The father seems scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're knocking on my door at 7:30. I'm going to pull a weapon.
Yeah. Well.
Where did he go?
He went to go find her.
Are you sure he didn't bail out the back window because he thinks you're from the police or something? Undercover narc?
Immigration!
All right.
Well, this is going good. This is going swimmingly.
No, this is what we're hoping for, Mug. You're the right man for the job.
You want to know my favorite part when you asked for the wrong person?
Sarah. Is Sarah there?
Is Sarah here?
Is Sarah there?
That's outrageous.
So, Mug, he's out of the picture, and there's nobody else there in the house.
We have her father right here actually trying to locate her on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Yes. So okay, he's dialing right now on the house.
That won't help us at all, by the way. Yeah. All right. I think we cut bait with Beer Mug, which is always good advice. And then maybe we got Dr. Drew standing there. We got to take care of that. And then maybe we try to catch up with Beer Mug and the big winner a little bit later on in the show. How's
Beer
that
Mug, we want you to track her down. If she took a flight someplace else in the country, you're driving there.
All right. We'll get a 20 on her.
All right. We'll get a 20. Good.
All right. 10-4. 10-4.
All right. Well,
thanks, Mug.
Talk to you in a few. Call us back when you got her.
Talk to you guys in a minute.
Bye. Now.
I guess what I'm saying, Kevin, is if Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab on VH1 existed all those years ago, Lane Staley might be still alive today.
Oh, wow.
That's all I'm saying. If Drew had been there for him like he's there for so many other celebrities, the show returns for a second season tonight at 10 on the VH1, and our good friend Dr. Drew joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for being so kind.
Of course.
We have been looking forward to this, as you know, since you first tipped us off to it months and months ago. I can't believe it's finally here.
Here it is, and it's intense, I got to tell you. I know the first season is up online, but I got to tell you something. The arc of this season is just remarkable, so it's quite a pleasure to be a part of.
I saw the tease of you having a stroke and not able to continue.
Yes, and you know, both Shelley and I really hit our limits with this one, because it's a very stressful group. I mean, we were sort of dragging them into the treatment process, and but because they were so, shall we say, interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, they needed so much
hand-holding?
Handling, that it was stressful, but they really had an amazing transformation in treatment. They really had a nice experience.
Now, Doc, I got to ask you first, and we'll mention all of the contestants who you can see on the show when it unfolds tonight, but I got to ask you first about Jeff Conaway, because A, it doesn't look like he's ever going to get clean and doesn't want to, and B, don't you get the sense, I'm sure some of your viewers will, that he really wanted to come back on with you because it was the most high-profile television gig he'd had in 25 years, and that's it.
That's possibly, you know, in my, there's two questions obviously here. One is, you know, what was motivating him, and in our point of view, it doesn't really matter what's motivating people as long as we have our chance to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's people in my discipline that spend their whole career trying to figure out how to motivate drug addicts to come to treatment.
Yeah.
And we found a way to motivate them. You put them on TV and you give them money and they want to come in magically. And you know, last season showed us that people really, in spite of that sort of unusual motivation, usually we're used to be treating people that are afraid they're going to die, in spite of that new kind of motivation, people do quite well. Last year's group did very, very well in treatment and were very affected by it. As far as whether he wants to get well or not, Yeah, you know, he's a complicated case. He has horrible childhood trauma. He's got chronic pain, and he's a severe opiate addict. And two things happen this year that I'll sort of tip you off to. One is Vicky comes in, and she wants to be treated. We actually end up, I mean, I think she just wants to be on TV.
Is that his girlfriend?
His crazy girlfriend. Yeah,
and she actually takes my recommendation, because we can't treat two people that are romantically involved in the same unit,
right,
to go have treatment in another part of the hospital. She does it. She does well in treatment, believe it or not, and in fact does so well that that becomes a problem, a serious problem.
Interesting.
That Jeff begins freaking out about.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
Doctor, what is it? Let me mention another person on your show, Rodney King, of course, from the L.A. riots. We're getting a guy like that that's had drug and alcohol problems for 20 years or something like that. What's the switch that you're looking to flip to make him serious this time about getting clean?
You know, that's a being you ask great questions as always, but it's that get. How do you get somebody to get it? Is really how I frame that question. How do you get them to surrender, to run up the flag, to be willing? And the fact about Rodney is he's had long periods of sobriety. You know, he's another complicated case, and he's had a head injury, and he's got a long-standing history of drug addiction. And in the past, he's done great in sobriety as long as he stays around the fellowship. If he's structured and around the fellowship, he stays sober for years and years and years. Well, in treatment, he does very well, and it's the same recommendation as Rodney. Stay around people in the program. You'll do great. Drift away. You're going to use again. Right now, thank God, he's staying with people in the program.
It doesn't look like there's much hope for Steven Adler, who, of course, got kicked out of Guns and Roses for doing too many drugs.
Yeah.
And that's a shocker.
Right there,
yes, it does. I mean, do you get people who you really get the feeling there's not much hope?
You know, I get that once in a while, but I've seen some. Bob Forrest was one of those people, by the way. You know, he you know, the guy that's my lead counselor with the glasses and the
Oh, yes, 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 right. Yeah.
He used to come on Loveline back in the day. He was in the band Thelonious Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Remember them? And he used to come on Loveline,
yes.
Wasted. I was sure he looked so ill. I was sure he had AIDS. I declared to producer Ann that he was dead and that we should never, you know, don't worry about him. He's gone. He's dead, I'm sure. Fast forward 15 years, I'm giving a lecture, and there he is in the audience. And I thought, well, that can't be Bob Forrest because I know Bob's dead. And turned out he was treated 22 times.
Wow!
Oh, my God.
He doesn't feel like any of those treatments were a waste of his time. Each of them moved him toward his sobriety. And now he's this amazing guy, this incredibly talented professional. And so, you know, you never can tell if that's the point. Adler was so ill this time that I actually had to go get him and take him to a psychiatric hospital. He was actively suicidal. He was medically ill. We couldn't make it until the actual shooting started. So, yeah, he's sick. But you know what? He's still in treatment right now and doing very well.
Actress Tawny Katane is on the show this year. Model Amber Smith, who I understand from early reviews, spends much time vomiting on your program this time around, Dr. Drew.
Well done.
Nikki McKibben, former American Idol contestant Sean Stewart, son of Rod. I understand Heidi Fleiss dropped out. She lost the motivation before the show even began. What about Gary Busey? What is the role that he's playing, and what kind of shape is he in these days, Doctor?
Well, he's there, first of all, to show us Kevin's suitcase. That's the first order of business he wants to do.
How dare you?
I beg your pardon. Gary, you know, it's unclear what he thinks he's there for. And, you know, we start evaluating him. And he has to be a patient. And for him, that's hard. He ends up, he really, for me, is the most amazing story in the whole thing. I mean, he had a horrible head injury. He's got very dramatic neurological problems. He has psychiatric problems. He has, you know, this long-standing severe addiction, and he's a great guy. And in spite of how tough he was at the beginning, he really is the shining story for me.
Does it worry you, though, that when he gets out of the car, he starts talking to the camera about how he's not there as a patient? He's there to work shoulder to, you know, next to you.
And Tawny was sort of the same way a little bit. And, you know, here's the deal. You can't work in a hospital unless you have a license.
Right.
You apply for staff privileges, and that takes about 4 months. And I don't think Gary has a license to practice.
What do you think? Here's a quick – I know we're running out of time, but here's a quick clip of Gary Busey talking about snorting cocaine off of his dog.
Two bundles of cocaine fell out on the tile. My dog, Chili, she rolled around on the tile and rolled on those bundles. The bundles open. And Chili, my dog, was covered with cocaine. I went through the room, dove, tackled her like a football player, and started snorting the cocaine off the dog.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, you get bugs, you get little frizzies, you get hair, you get grease, you get mucus, but I didn't care. I was after what was killing me, you know?
That's awesome.
Good
Gary,
times.
Gary will be an inspiration to everybody. He just his story is just he really genuinely wants to be of service to people, and he ends up being of service. He really does, and he will be to a lot of people that see his story.
I know he always says in interviews he's been clean from cocaine for 13 years. Does he have other drug and alcohol problems right now, though, Dr. Drew?
Yeah, he talks about some other things, and okay. He's complicated, I got to tell you. I'm so
happy he's on the show, because when he practically assaulted Jennifer Garner on the red carpet of the Oscars this year, you guys remember that? I thought, mm-hmm. This is a dude that's headed for trouble unless he gets some help. So I'm glad he's hooked up with you.
He is much, much better. He was just on Loveline a couple of nights ago, and he's still doing quite well.
Dr. Drew, do you find that that there are a lot of people who think that they're clean as long as they're only doing weed?
Oh, all the time. Or we have people that come into treatment and go, oh, well, you know, cocaine's my problem, but this Klonopin and this Vicodin, well, that's my, I have to take that. It's like, well, no, wait a minute. you can't treat addiction that way. But, there's different epistemologies to the treatment of addiction. There's something called replacement therapy, and there are different ways to do it. But if somebody really wants a chance at a flourishing life, I mean, let's put it this way. If I got addiction and I wanted to keep practicing medicine, I couldn't take any of those things, period, end of story.
Right.
And so my position always has been, well, if what's good enough for us needs to be good enough for our patients.
Right. He is the only guest in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show who has ever attempted the word epistemology. We are always grateful to talk to Dr. Drew Pinsky. Celebrity Rehab 2 comes back for an all-new season. I can't wait tonight on VH1 at 10 o'clock. And then, of course, check your listings for repeats. Dr. Drew, have fun, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, man.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Still tracking down our K-Rock listener who has a brand new car and the K-Rock Golden Ticket.
She did?
I don't know yet. I don't know why the taps is playing. I don't think it's for her.
Oh, I think I asked for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sad news.
What?
What happened?
I think we have to get Spencer on the line.
What?
Dead?
Heidi Montag's clothing line, Heidi Wood.
Oh, don't even say it.
Oh, no. No.
Is dead.
No. No.
Yes.
I kept meaning to look at it.
You mean that really cheap, crappy clothing line that she has?
Yes, Lisa.
Oh.
Anchor Blue.
Catty.
Has announced it will not renew its contract with Heidi. The clothing line has been discontinued.
Wow.
We just felt that the 1 year was a great year for both of us.
Which is why we're ending our relationship.
But we're looking into other options.
Wow. I wouldn't change anything about the year we had together. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it wasn't perfect, but let's not do it again.
Best year ever, but really tired of all that pesky money.
Yeah. We just, our banks are full. We have no more room for any more cash.
That's right. We're making too much money with your clothing line. We have to stop.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's a great year.
Thank you for being so candid.
That's just sad.
Hmm.
What's Heidi going to do now? Heidi Wood's no more.
Heidi Wood.
Add that to the long list of things she's not good at.
Here's a great story. Apparently, a slew of young celebrities enjoyed the pool at Hollywood's Roosevelt Hotel over the weekend.
Yes.
They were splashing around, the unseasonably warm weather we've been enjoying here in Southern California, and they were just having a great time. Apparently, Lindsay Lohan, Samantha Ronson, Eve, Kevin Connolly, Stacey Keibler.
Wow.
We're all just
wow.
swimming up a storm over there at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, a very popular place for the in crowd to party. What they neglected to tell the folks in the pool was that a guest there at the hotel had died in the water.
Oh, no!
Earlier in the week. And the hotel staff just never got around to draining and cleaning the pool.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
How'd the person die? Old age? Drown?
No, he's only 30 years old.
What?
Dude.
Heart attack?
No word yet on exactly what caused the death. It could have been a drowning due to an overindulgence of alcohol. Cops are speculating.
Wow.
It's no homicide investigation. It was ruled an accidental death, but they're not sure if he had a heart attack or whether he got drunk and tried to inhale some water or what happened. But he was found at the bottom of the pool wearing his swim trunks. The staff at the hotel found him. We don't know who exactly removed him from the pool. Hotel management had a meeting, and they told staffers the pool didn't need to be drained.
Just put in some more chlorine.
There's enough chlorine in it to kill the bacteria, they said, Lisa. Exactly. So good to know that Lindsay and Sam Ronson were just swimming around in dead soup.
Death water.
Death soup.
It does seem like a courtesy flush is in order there, doesn't it?
I would.
Yes.
I think just, in memory. You might want to drain the pool and
that's right.
wipe around the rim at least. This is a little send-off.
Wow.
How great is that?
That's the best.
Remember Groundhog Day? One of my favorite Bill Murray movies ever.
Sure.
Wakes up the same place day after day after day in the same day. It sometimes feels like the Kevin and Bean Show, quite frankly.
Sure.
When I think about it. That movie was filmed in a house in suburban Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the new folks who have taken over the home, who bought the home, have decided to actually turn it into a bed and breakfast like the one portrayed in the film. So you can actually stay in the groundhog room if you want to. And you can wake up every morning to Sonny and Cher singing I Got You, Babe on the
right.
On the alarm clock radio. And you can start your whole day there.
Yeah, because Bill Murray was a TV weatherman, remember?
Right.
Who was at a hotel in Puxtitani waiting to cover the Groundhog Day festivities.
And they shot all that stuff just in a regular house that they dressed to look like a hotel or bed and breakfast, and now it's actually going to become one.
Okay.
So you Bill Murray fans, go there and stay there.
Does that movie have the kind of cult following that will lead people to want to stay in that house?
Nope.
I can't imagine.
But if there's a small cult out there, they'll probably be able to accommodate you.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Oh, wrong movie. Sorry.
What is that from?
What is that from?
Ghostbusters.
Back off, man.
Oh.
I'm a scientist.
That's Bill Murray.
It's all the Bill Murray I had.
Gotcha. That's okay.
I had to do the best I had.
You guys ever read Gawker.com?
Yeah. Sure.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's kind of a unreliable source sometimes for news. They sort of speculate. They deal in speculation and rumor.
Hot pictures, speculation.
Yeah. Today, Gawker.com is servicing the latest rumor going around that actor Will Smith is gay. And has employed the services of notorious Hollywood madam to provide him with male prostitutes.
Okay.
Now, the rumor that Will's gay has been gone off and on for years.
Has it? I haven't heard that.
Yeah. I haven't either.
But almost every celebrity has to deal with this at some point in Hollywood.
Especially if you're in a happy marriage, they somehow are insisting that, yeah, exactly, that you're just putting up a front.
Yeah, Jada is a lesbian and he's gay. That's been the rumor for years. Well, apparently the Hollywood madam has moved her operation to Manhattan and said she had a client. She had Will as a client for years, adding, "You'd be surprised how many Hollywood stars request the services of the guys." If any of this is true, worst madam ever in the world, by the way.
No kidding.
What's up with
you can't trust your madam to keep her mouth shut. What good is it? What are you paying for?
That's the way I like it.
Now, the folks at Gawker say they aren't biting on the rumor, and they're insinuating that it may just be that the madam is leaking the story because she's looking for new clients. Because she's so discreet, I'm sure people can't wait to line up and use her.
Sure, yeah.
No kidding.
Great times. And here's a new diet plan I think even Psycho Mike can sign off on. Colin Farrell had to lose 44 pounds for his part in the upcoming movie Triage.
Whoa. Wow.
I saw photos. He
was
super
scrawny.
Yeah.
Does he still have the ball
deathly
throw?
Deathly ill. No word on how he is grooming his under regions these days. But he says that his diet to lose the weight was black coffee, Diet Coke, 2 cans of tuna a day.
Are you serious?
That's it. That's what he is.
That's very healthy.
That's
what
good.
I hear.
It's like, that's how you should lose weight, right?
If for women.
Women only?
Very healthy.
Yeah.
All women.
He said that he got depressed during the diet.
I'm imagining.
Really?
You
can imagine. You got 2 cans of tuna to look forward to every day. That would suck.
Unless that's a euphemism, knowing Colin Farrell.
Hey, what the?
Good point.
At least he got to smoke.
He did. He smoked his brains out,
I'm
drank
sure
black
did.
Coffee, Diet Coke, 2 cans of tuna. I'm surprised his heart just didn't jump out of his body and give him the finger.
Isn't that a lot of models? They just smoke, drink water, and eat Altoids. I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah, and Coke. Don't forget Coke.
Yeah.
And Coke, right.
So if you're looking to lose a few pounds, I suggest the Colin Farrell weight loss plan.
It works.
It did work.
Him.
44 pounds lighter, that's for sure.
Never healthier.
Who has a discipline, though, to do that? I think you can only do that if you have a movie start date looming on the horizon and you've got a deadline and you know you have to look a certain way by a certain time. Otherwise, you'd blow your brains out living like
that. I couldn't even do it then. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Stroop from 90210 and from Reaper. She's 22 years old today. Ryan Reynolds. Who's 32 years old today. Robert Trujillo.
Yeah.
The good news is now that he's married to Scarlett Johansson, maybe he doesn't feel like he needs to act anymore. He doesn't have to make a living. He can just live off her, which is good for us, the movie-going public.
That'd be outstanding. Robert Trujillo of Metallica is 44 years old today. Director Ang Lee.
Hey!
Hi! Is 54 and legend, all-around good guy, national treasure, Weird Al Yankovic, celebrates his 49th birthday today.
Don't want to be a Canadian idiot. Some
Beersville and Hockey Nut.
Rhyme with idiot?
Idiot?
I don't think so.
All right, maybe strike the national treasure part. Al is 49 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Sure would be cool if we could give away this prize.
Well, maybe somebody doesn't want to go to every K-Rock show of 2009 and do it in their brand new 2009 Toyota Matrix. Maybe that's what's going on here, Kevin.
What's happening, Mike? You dialing?
Yeah, she's not picking up her phone.
We sent a beer mug to the home of Suzanne Sanchez in Glendale.
Glendale!
And she wasn't home. Apparently, she's got a job, which shocks us. Every time we find a K-Rock listener that's not asleep or passed out or something at 7:30 in the morning, but she wasn't there. She was already at work. So apparently, we're trying to still get her on the phone to make sure she knows what's going on.
Not available. To page this first.
What the hell?
She hates us.
Hey, where do we start, dude?
Suzanne?
Sarah?
We'll call you back.
Whatever your name is.
We'll call you back. Okay. We're trying, though. I bet
should
it's going to be
Beer
fun
Mug?
When we get her.
That went well.
She called Beerman?
I think what's happening is she's on her way back home from work.
Yeah.
And to see her new car.
She's in traffic. So we thought if she's in traffic, we could call her. Apparently mm-hmm. not. She's on the phone with someone.
Perhaps else. She's responsible and doesn't talk on the phone while she drives.
That's
what am I thinking?
Free.
What am I thinking? That's crazy.
Or she's online, too.
Oh.
All right. 8:15 on the Kevin
hey,
Bean Show.
Suzanne?
Yes?
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Very good.
Wonderful.
You know, beer mug. What's your last name? What's your last name?
Summers.
That's not her. Is what's going on there. Nice try.
I don't know who that was, but I love it. Whoever that was.
Minnie Mouse for a second.
I love it.
I did sound like a Muppet.
We will continue right. to try and get a hold of the actual winner.
8:15 of the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph did a story yesterday in the Showbiz Beat that was at once fascinating and creepy, and it involves the unusual upbringing he had, and I believe it's a story that can be found in his new biography that he talked about with those harpy shrews on The View this week.
Yeah, hang on one second.
This program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
The following program contains okay. adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Warning. Okay. The stunts and illusions performed on this program were designed and tested by a highly trained professional. These demonstrations are extremely dangerous and should not be attempted by anyone, anywhere, at any time.
That's true.
Wow.
No one's going to remember the clip that we set up. Oh. Now.
George Hamilton, old actor.
Mm-hmm.
Too much tan. That's how I know him. Too much
he was
tan.
On Dancing with the Stars a couple seasons ago as one of the contestants. Was very, very popular. He was in his 70s now, but told this very touching story, and I mean that literally, to the ladies on The View just a few days ago.
When I was very young, 12, I had a relationship with my stepmother, not a kin, not blood.
Stop it!
Yeah.
When he was 12.
Yeah.
12.
I was like she? Older women. She was about 28. But my father never knew about it. And it was a very strange thing, but it was very normal and strange. She didn't make me feel bad about it. It wasn't.
Well, she should have.
She was your stepmother.
No, she should feel bad about it. She Apparently, no one felt bad about it.
A 28-year-old stepmom to the 12-year-old.
Now, George, it's molestation. Let's call it
I
what
was
it
molested?
Is. Yes, you
Damn,
were.
Damn, I'm down for
yeah.
it again.
If he could find a 28-year-old today, he'd be happy with it as well,
sure.
by the way. So it's bad enough that he was 12 and she was 28. I mean, that is already, I think we all agree, crossing a line. And the older person is responsible for making a poor choice in that case. But when it's your stepmother, when the woman who married your father is doing that to the family,
yeah.
that's a bad deal right there, right?
Yeah, although as he explains it, she's the woman his dad cheated on his mom with.
Okay.
So she's the woman who broke up George Hamilton's parents' marriage.
Okay.
Then he married her. So I think he goes on to say later, in a twisted way, he was getting back at his dad.
Oh, okay. He doesn't seem like it affected him at all, though, right? I mean, that's his tone is everything was great. She didn't make me feel bad. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't sound like what we think of as a typical case of abuse where there's sadness and sorrow and regret. It didn't sound like that at all. It sounded like to him, he enjoyed it, and it was fine.
These images may be too shocking for young children.
So we started talking about this this situation with George Hamilton, and we started thinking, this has got to be pretty rare, right? I mean, not very many people are having sex with their stepmom or stepdad. I mean, that it can't happen that often, right?
Does it?
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about girls, though.
With stepdads?
Yeah.
That's way even creepier.
That's even creepier, if it's possible.
Yeah.
But we have had many instances on this program where we come across a topic and we go, no one will call. There's no possible way someone out there is listening and will call in. I remember when we said that about people who fake their own deaths. We could have done the whole show on people who fake their own deaths.
Now, part of what makes this story so creepy, and we are going to take your calls if this has happened to you at 1-800-520-1067. What makes this creepy, part of what makes this creepy is that he was 12. I mean, that really is what puts it over the top.
I can understand
a situation if you're 30 and your 60-year-old father marries a 40-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. I can understand that she's not, I mean, you're a grown, you're an adult. This woman is in no way a mother figure to you. She's just your father's wife. I can understand how something like that might happen. It still, you know, is a boundary that that should be avoided, I think. I don't think it's good for the family.
You think? That's not a family-building exercise?
I think that means great Thanksgivings and Christmases is what that
I don't think Dad would be pleased with it. But at least I can understand if we're talking about 30, 40, and 60. If you're talking about 12 and 28 and then however old Dad was, that seems like a raw deal right now.
All right. And the other caveat that we would like to mention is that if you're still somehow emotionally scarred, we are not strong or mature
enough
to deal with that.
Yeah, we're not those people.
We are not mature enough. So if you still have pain, don't call. If there's anyone else left who's not a girl and who has had sex with their stepmom or stepdad, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes on eight. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. How do you think that's going to work?
I don't know. I'm not sure what to expect on this. Our listeners do tend to come through, though, especially when it comes to the freaky stuff.
I hope we have none, though, really. I mean, in this particular instance.
Oh, we got phone calls, so.
Yeah. All right, we'll take
a quick break.
I'll take your apology now, Ralph. You can
excuse
apologize.
Me?
You can apologize.
And you apologize to me right now for sabotaging our show. Why do you hate our program and not want to do anything on our show?
No, I don't. It's just, it seems like this topic could be fraught with problems.
Of course. That's why it's fascinating. That's why we're doing it, because it's fascinating. It's scintillating. It's edgy. It's taboo.
I'm
going to
suggest that it's not
about.
Fascinating, first of all.
It's fascinating.
Right. Okay.
Let me set up for the folks who just joined us.
Why bother? We can't do the bit anymore. Why everybody setting anything up?
Dude,
Ralph read a story about an actor named George Hamilton who, when he was 12, had sex with his father's wife, his stepmom, who was at the time 28. And it was no big deal to him. He thought it was fine. It seemed normal to him. He had no ill effects afterwards. So Kevin has been so fired up since Ralph did this story a couple of days ago. He's been dying to get on the air and take calls from listeners.
Can't wait to talk to people who slept with their step-parents. I can't wait.
Sure is a dude on hold that we could be talking to right now.
This is going to be fascinating.
Nope.
So, cut to. All right, I only want calls from, or if you're a girl, don't call. If you had an emotional scarring from this, don't call. If you had any issues with this, don't call. If you're underage, don't call. If you have any problems, don't call. If you're blonde, don't call. If you drive a foreign-made automobile, don't call.
Are you suggesting sabotage?
You are narrowing down our pool of talk.
And yet we have somebody who's willing to talk to
We've
us, and you guys would rather yell at me.
One guy who finally meets your criteria, who was acceptable to talk about this topic with. One guy.
Let's see what Brian...
Santa Monica! That's what he's going to say.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
And then we're out. And it's it. Then it's Block Party Weekend with Kat Corbin.
In a perfect world.
And it's all the block of Harvey Danger coming up next, because we have nothing but airtime.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, good morning.
Oh, what a relief.
Take your apology now, Ralph.
All right, well, let's hear what Brian has to say. You heard the story from actor George Hamilton. What's your situation?
What's my situation? My father had been involved with a woman for about 3 years at that point, and I came home really drunk one night.
How old were you?
Shut up! Shut up!
No, that's a fair question.
No.
How old were you?
No, remember we had that conversation yesterday.
We don't want to talk about that.
You guys were yelling at me for asking how old they are.
Because that's Kevin's only question in these interviews.
There should be no good that comes from that question. So I just did it to make.
So you were 18. Then what happened?
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Then what happened? I came home. I was really drunk and continued to drink. And she started drinking with me. And a back massage turned sexual. And
as they often do.
Sure.
Yeah, as it often does, especially at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was hot, I take it.
Yeah, real okay. hot. Yeah, it actually wasn't bad at all.
Okay.
I bet so, it wasn't. Was it a one-time deal with her?
Actually, it's about three or four times.
Yeah.
Okay. And did your father ever find out about it?
No, he didn't.
Can we call him?
No, you can't.
Are they still together?
Yes, they are.
Wow. No, they're not.
That's going to make for awkward Thanksgivings.
She's still your stepmom?
Well, actually, you know, they wasn't married at that point.
Right.
But about maybe, no more than a year later, they actually did get married.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have been a part of getting that done.
Getting what? I didn't hear that.
Getting that done? Getting them together?
Yeah. Marriage.
She loved the son so much she had to have some of the father?
Well, I don't know. They're still together now. Wow. 25 How plus about, years.
Do you go back for Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything?
I haven't seen her.
Wink at your stepmom?
Yeah.
There's mistletoe. Yeah. There's mistletoe, Mom.
She actually freaked me out that I left the whole state. She started saying stuff that, oh, I can't believe that I'm falling in love with the man that I'm with, son. I can't believe he's making me feel this way. Freaked me out. I left the whole state. I went to Minneapolis. And was disappeared for close to 5 years.
Wait, she was saying this to you or to your dad?
To me.
Oh, okay.
She was falling in love with you, and you had to move because she...
I left.
Wow.
I was, I was at that point in no way, shape, or form, you know, looking for anything that intense.
Sure.
Of course not. So as far as you know, just to wrap it up, Brian, I'm glad you called. As far as you know, your father never heard about it.
Never.
How about that? Can we call him?
No, you can't.
Mm. All right, Brian, well, hang
Brian,
on. We're
going to get a rapport going between him and I.
That could make it difficult.
Congratulations, Brian. We're going to give you a prize for being the one person in Southern California that fit all of Kevin's criteria to call in.
I'd love to have that golden ticket.
Sorry, that's
gone.
That's not the prize. We're still looking for that girl, though. We can't find the person who won a brand new car and the golden ticket.
Well, you know what? I don't even want the car. I got two brand new cars. But I sure would love to go to concerts.
Yeah, we have something even better for you.
Yes, we do.
That's irrelevant, Brian. Listen, we're going to hook you up with a copy of Midnight Club Los Angeles on the platform of your choice where you can race at breakneck speeds through the streets of L.A. in stores now. So congratulations. Please enjoy,
I do that every day. I'm a messenger for work for Royal Messenger Service. I race through the streets of L.A.
Too much information. No, don't even care. All right, hold on.
Send one to your stepmom. We'll give you two.
Everybody else on hold, we'll get one as well.
There's no one on hold, Kevin, because you talked us out of this bit.
Look, that we had the guy.
One guy.
He had to leave the state. That was fine.
That was a pseudo interesting story. I can only imagine what's out there. People who just reach through their phones and say, "Oh, Kevin doesn't want me to call."
A lot of stories we'll never hear.
I just pictured somebody breaking down, sobbing, and
sweet. That's great radio.
We
could
do
you turn
have...
that off if you heard that in the car? No, sir, you could not.
We do have a couple more copies of the Midnight Club Los Angeles in stores now. If you want that, you can call now because clearly we're not using the phones for anything else. 1-800-520-1067. Someone named Nick Savage is pissed at us. We'll find out who he is and why right after this on K-Rock.
Yep. Brand new car. Golden ticket.
We should give people their money back for today's show. It's just horrible.
It hasn't gone according to plan.
It's awful.
There are times when our plans don't work out.
I apologize on behalf of this show to everyone who's listened to any part of it today.
We sent Beer Mug at 7:15, like we advertised, to give away the brand new Toyota Matrix and the K-Rock Golden Ticket. And she wasn't there. And then Beer Mug got like
Gonzalez there.
He asked for the wrong person.
Didn't even know her name.
And then her dad like was trying to shake him down and was calling INS on him or something. I don't know what that was all about. And then I guess we did track down the real winner. And now for some reason we can't get her on the phone. And she's trying to go back home to see the car. And the whole thing's just a
giant think Muggs is in the car going down to where she works. And they're passing on the freeway. I don't know what's happening, but we'll track her down.
Well, it won't be like this when Nick Savage is doing our show, when they finally pull the plug on the Kevin and Bean program.
Doesn't even exist. It's another one of these fictional names we make up here at the station because we're out of jocks.
Good morning. It has come to my attention that on the last episode of the award-winning Kevin and Bean show, I was not only referred to as Nick Savage, but it was again pointed out that I do not work at K-Rock.
Right. Look, I've heard the name bandied about. Have you ever seen Nick Savage in the halls? Have you ever run into Nick? Have you ever seen him? No.
Well, I think a lot of people who work at K-Rock, Ralph, may not be here in the building at the hours that we are. We're out of here by 11 o'clock.
We've been here a long time. Don't you think we would know who works on the station?
I would guess.
I know Cat Corbett.
I would think so.
I know Jed the Fish.
Yeah.
I know Nicole Alvarez.
Giraffe, that's true.
Know all those people.
Not Nick.
They're not in the station when we're here.
Nick's on the phone. Let's find out what his cover story is. Hey, Nick, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, hey, long time no talk. How you guys been?
Who are you?
You know, I'm just hurt, basically. It's I've been here almost 4 years, and this is the treatment I get.
I don't know.
Here, you mean where?
Yeah, where are you now?
I work at K-Rock.
You've been listening to K-Rock for 4 years.
In Los Angeles?
No. I mean, I listen as well. I guess you guys don't listen on the weekends because I'm there on the weekends a lot.
Yeah, like K-Rock broadcasts on the weekends.
it's great. We play Sublime and the Chili Peppers.
Well, that's what we do.
No, but we do it as well on the weekends.
I see.
That sounds like K-Rock.
Is Nick one of those guys that has his picture up, do not let this person in, they're obsessed with working here, kind of thing?
I work with you guys.
Yeah, anybody could say
I'll see you at the next event. Everybody just shows up with a K-Rock t-shirt on.
Bean, what was the guy's name that would always call us and tell us that he was late? He'll be there in a
show.
Euphratio.
Yeah, he was convinced that he worked at K-Rock, and he would apologize after we'd do a live show. Hey, guys, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the broadcast the other day. I know you were counting on me. We're like, who are you?
He'd call an event where I was at a bar at some giveaway or something. Mm-hmm. He would call the management of the bar and say, tell Ralph I'm on my way. Tell him I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm here.
Is that what Nick is?
I think it's what Nick is.
Nick.
Well, no, it's Rick.
Dude, you need to get a real job because acting like you work here.
It's just sad.
Look, I've met every member of the show.
When did you meet us?
Where have you met us?
Did we sign an autograph for you?
Yeah.
Here's what... Oh, that's... Thank you.
Were you at Acoustic Christmas?
And yes, you did. At the calendar signing like 2 years ago, I met Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Is this the guy we had thrown out, Bean?
And then, and Ralph, I'm especially hurt because about a year and a half ago, I had Brian Westbrook on my fantasy football team, and I saw you in the hallway on a Saturday, and I said, is Brian going to start this week because he's injured? And you said, I don't know, and then you kept walking.
I don't know how I could forget that, that meeting, Rick.
I don't understand why you would not remember that.
He's an a-hole.
Why would you ever be here on a Saturday?
Good point,
You've
Lisa.
You've never been
it's
here
another
on
hole
a Saturday.
In Nick Savage P.I.'s shaky story.
What does Ralph look like, Nick?
It's Rick.
What does Ralph look like?
Ralph's, he's
nope.
You know, he looks like an 80s TV star,
no
right?
No idea.
No, he has a strong jawline.
Wow, hey. All right, Nick, take it easy.
Okay,
you're thinking of Patrick Warburton.
I've seen him in movies.
Nope,
so.
Not the right guy. Sorry.
Nick, listen, I got two quick questions for you, because we're almost out of time here. First of all, is it possible that you are this McCabe guy that we hear about?
Another fictional DJ.
Is that the name you use on the radio is McCabe? Are you that guy?
No, that's Hambone. That's a different guy.
Are you Chuck Roast?
Hambone?
I'm not Chuck Roast. No. I am not Freddy Snakeskin. I am not Asthma.
Okay. Is it possible that you work here in the building but not on K-Rock? You're actually one of the guys over at Jack FM. Is it, are you confused maybe about the stations?
No, it's 106.7.
That's our frequency.
I'm on the week. You should listen. It's great.
Is this Tammy?
Oh man, now it's just mean.
Is this Ricky Rockman?
Yes, this whole time.
Is this Big Ted?
Poor man.
I don't even know who that is. Are you just making up names?
That's what you did.
Hey, Nick. All
Nick
right.
Savage, wow. P.I.
Accusing us of making up memes.
Nick, are you the guy on the website in the K-Rock DJ blog area who has a picture with a guy with a peg leg? Is that you?
That's me. They gave me a peg leg.
Wow. What are you talking about? Who gave you a peg leg?
Look, if you go to the website and click on air, on the far right, because God forbid they give me good placement on this thing.
Is this Big Mama?
On the far right,
Big Mama.
Look very mean.
Is this Jimmy Jam?
I mean, no, it's just sad.
This Swedish Eagle?
Do you have, Ramondo, do you have a peg leg?
I do not have a peg leg.
You don't have a peg leg. Okay, so that's a lie. So your picture on the website is a lie also.
Did you hack into the website? Is that how you got it on there?
Yes, and I Photoshop. And I'm in. That's another thing. I'm in every one of the Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas programs.
I know this dude. This is Dean Sheffrin. He's now going by Nick.
That name doesn't ring a bell.
Sheffrin.
With the R. Rick.
All right. We're going to head down to Human Resources after the program and put an end to this nonsense and make sure to get your card key turned off. But I'm glad you wrote to us.
When, allegedly, are you on again?
Well, I'm on Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday from noon to 4.
Yeah, so are we, dude. All right. Thanks for calling.
That seems unlikely.
It's a great show. It's fun.
Thanks for calling. And
there's the... There's Christy Carter, one of our DJs.
You guys are mean. Not nice.
I'm not kidding. We're just about to find our winner.
We're very close.
Very close.
Going to give away that car, are we?
We mean it this time.
It's KRQ-FM passing in Los Angeles Thursday morning. We're opposite here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Argar?
It's easier to find Lacey Peterson.
Oh, no!
It's the girl we want to give a car to.
Hey, by the way, Ralph, we haven't mentioned this much because, of course, we don't have a sports guy, but congratulations on your Phillies. Very strong performance last night.
You cannot talk about baseball. Oh. Not you. Not you of all people.
Cole Hamels out there on the mound, the 22-year-old ace for the Phillies. Just
not you, dude.
4-0 in the postseason.
Couldn't be any hotter.
Nope.
Lige came in for his save. Just an amazing performance by starter and the bullpen. And Chase Utley, of course. Just cracking that home run out of the park. I couldn't be more excited for Phillies baseball.
He's unbelievable. You've been saying it all along, man. You've been saying it your whole life.
Chase Utley's my pick for MVP this season. I've been saying that forever.
Yes, you have.
My whole life.
Although, I got to say, I couldn't have been prouder of Major League Baseball last night to select the Backstreet Boys to sing the national anthem at Game 1 of the World Series in, not 1998, in 2008.
Yeah, it's a nice
Come
choice.
On, what's that about?
That's baseball for you.
Yeah. All right, what else is going on in the world of showbiz?
Lindsay Lohan! Can't keep a job. You'd think, given her recent track record, she'd be on her best behavior when she's on the set. But apparently, things are going poorly on the set of Ugly Betty for Lindsay. She is causing some major tension and drama, and her behavior is so abhorrent to producers, they have cut her arc in the series from 6 episodes down to 4 so they can get rid of her quicker.
No kidding.
That's the word on the street, according to the New York Post.
Wow.
Her diva-like behavior and her clashes with Ugly Betty star America Ferrara have ruined her time on the set.
Gay.
Wow. One incident even up for debate involved an underless Lindsay being pantsed on the set because they're cheesed off at her.
Wait, they took her pants down? She wasn't wearing any underwear?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
Isn't that her only income right now is whatever money she's making from Ugly Betty?
Yep. Another source of the tension was Lindsay's entourage that she surrounds herself with while she was on the set. Apparently, they all smoked so heavily, they had to repaint her dressing room. It was such a mess when it
no
was done.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Repaint her dressing room.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of tension, too, between America and Lindsay. They're not getting along, so she will be gone after 4 episodes as opposed to the original 6 she was contracted for.
How about that?
Good times. Maybe Nick Savage can pick up some work over there. Maybe he can get some work.
Or claim to.
Gossip Girl star Taylor Momsen in the hospital here in Los Angeles. Doctors say she was suffering from what they are calling a life-threatening throat infection.
Life-threatening throat infection?
That's a bad throat infection.
How is that possible?
Apparently, it was very bad, but doctors say she's now positively responding.
Oh, Ralph! Whoa. What are you doing?
to get a life-threatening throat infection.
You know you can't say that.
You can't say any of that.
I'm just wondering.
immediately, the answer is a lot.
That's immediately where your mind goes to, right?
Right, but you can't say
when you hear throat infection.
Right. You can't say it.
Speaking of which... People are shocked at the fact that Taylor Momsen is currently romantically involved with her co-star, Chase Crawford, on the set of Gossip Girl. Chase Crawford is 23 years old, but he has been seen making out on more than one occasion with his 15-year-old co-star, Taylor Momsen.
Mm. That's enough of an age difference to be illegal.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is. And cause a nasty throat infection, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
So,
have we gotten to the point where we're only entertaining ourselves?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sorry, people.
So a lot of tension over there with Chase Crawford, Taylor Momsen, Penn Badgley.
Blake Lively.
The rest of the fictional name stars.
What's
Gossip Girl.
Nick Savage.
Oh, Nick Savage.
I'm surprised Nick Savage.
Absolutely joined the cast of that show. As should McCabe.
Terrible name.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus in the news. The
oh,
ninth...
here we go again.
What? Miley Cyrus in the news.
Oh.
Come on. Dude, you have to keep it together.
The 19-year-old hacker who hacked into her email account and then posted those photos of her, the naughty ones, her in the shower and whatnot, rolling around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that was confirmed? I thought that was just a rumor that
it was. Somebody hacked into her email account and pulled all those private photos and posted them on the internet.
Okay.
He has been busted. He was raided by FBI on Monday.
Oh, boy.
Josh Holly is his name. The feds have seized 3 computers and a phone from his home in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
It's not
Murfreesboro, sure.
It is?
Shut up, Murfreesboro,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know that. Metropolitan City.
That's a great city.
I've been there.
Center of commerce in Tennessee.
It's the capital.
It's where they make all the jalapeno peppers.
I thought like somebody's based there, like Cracker Barrel or one of those big companies is based in Murfreesboro. It's a pretty well-known town in Tennessee.
All right.
He has not yet been arrested, but his home was raided, and they did collect 3 computers and his phone as evidence, so things look tough for Josh.
You know, it's interesting. The kid who got into Sarah Palin's email and stuff, he was like 19, too. Remember, he was another hacker who got arrested for a similar sort of thing.
Yeah. 19.
That's true.
And speaking of Miley Cyrus, another good deal for her. In Touch magazine reports that she has signed the deal to write her autobiography.
The star She's of still Hannah Montana. 15, right?
Yes, she is.
It's a long 15
It's not going to be a big book, but she's writing her autobiography for $4 million.
That's
her
book deal.
Wow.
$4 million.
That picture of her from the fashion show the other day, did you see that one, Ralph? Her 20-year-old boyfriend was up on the catwalk, and she was just sticking out her tongue and making all sorts of like sex faces out of it and stuff.
Yeah, she's a delicate
young
flower.
She's something else.
Billy Ray should be very proud. Today's celebrity birthdays. Director Ang Lee.
Hey!
is 54 years old today. Jessica Stroop, star of 90210 and The Reaper. She's 22 years old today. Ryan Reynolds, husband of Scarlett Johansson.
Those are not words I want to hear.
He's 32. Bassist Robert Trujillo of Metallica turns 44. And one of our personal favorites around here, Weird Al Yankovic, celebrates his 49th birthday today.
Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please?
I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like 2 hamburgers with onions and cheese.
Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm going to have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore.
I don't think
it goes out like that for about another 20 minutes.
Time for that
it's
whole
like
song.
11 minutes long, isn't it?
Yeah,
in the drive-thru. But it's a classic.
It's the best classic.
He's a freaking genius. You say what you want, but Weird Al is the man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Seems like yesterday we started trying to give away this car and the K-Rock Golden Ticket. Yep.
Well, she didn't want it, I think, is
Long
the only
time
conclusion that we could draw to. At 7:15 this morning, our friend Beer Mug, who joins us on the phone now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Mug.
Oh, we finally got her.
All right, hold on one sec. At 7:20 this morning, Beer Mug was out in front of the winner's home in Glendale with a brand new car, a 2009 Toyota Matrix, and the K-Rock Golden Ticket, which means entrance into every single K-Rock show for 2009. Unfortunately, Mug, she wasn't there, and it sounded like Dad was not all that pleased to have you knocking on his door at that hour of the day.
Yeah, Dad was about to kick my ass.
Well, you asked for the wrong name.
That didn't
help.
Yeah.
That didn't help much.
We thought you'd go with the name on the winner sheet.
how were we able to track down Suzanne? Where did we finally find her, Beer Mug?
We got her. Her dad, a very, very tough, stern father, called her up. She was in Long Beach at a friend's house, and she drove down here, and she finally made it down here, so we were able to track her.
Oh, but when you say you were able to track her, you mean she came home?
Yes, that's what I mean.
And you did nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is Suzanne there with you now, and could you put her on a better telephone, please?
Yeah, she's
standing right next to me. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this
Suzanne?
Sarah?
I'm just kidding.
Suzanne, we never thought in our lifetime that we'd actually end up talking to you. How are you?
I'm excited.
What? Before we talk about your amazing prize, I want to hear what kind of hoeing around you're doing that you're waking up in Long Beach at 7:30 in the morning. What's that about?
Well, 7:30 in the morning, my dad called me. I thought, oh, my God, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And then he said that I want a car, so that I just took up his screen so loud. And then I'm like, okay, I'll be there. So then I rushed from Long Beach all the way back home.
But why were you in Long Beach? What happened? Were you hoeing around last night?
Kind of.
Okay.
All right. That's good. Right.
Excellent.
I got no problem with that. I just wanted to check it out. All right. So you raced on home, and what are you looking at right there at your beautiful place in Glendale?
At my brand new 2009 black Toyota Matrix with
Come
a
on.
Surfboard.
How about that?
Woo.
Come on.
That is awesome.
Like Glendale.
How often do you get a new car that for free? It just doesn't happen. That's not something that happens to regular people.
No.
Is that a question?
Well, I didn't think I was going to win. That's why I didn't bother coming down.
Well, okay. Here's what always cracks us up. You did qualify.
Well, I know.
Okay. All right, good.
Which Del Taco location, if you remember, did you get your bumper sticker at?
I got my sticker at the Del Taco on PCH and Obispo.
Okay. And you filled out the back and... You filled out the back and mailed it in, or you entered on the website?
I did both. I entered on the website and I mailed it in.
Okay, and that's all you had.
Can we keep the music going? Would you mind? Just we can keep that going.
That's all you had to do to register to win, and of course now you have. And you know what else you get in addition to the brand new Toyota, right?
Oh yeah, I get a golden ticket.
Yep, K-Rock golden ticket. I did some checking just to find out if you could live through this. And there were, I think, 32 or 33 shows this month.
Oh, no.
That we sponsored.
Are you serious?
So really more than one a day.
Wow.
Like Coldplay.
Yeah, but I mean, for example, if Coldplay plays four nights, five nights.
You could go every night?
You could go every night, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you're going to die. And
I am going to die.
At least you have a new car so you can get there. And then die and pass it along to someone else.
Do you go to a lot of concerts? Are you into the live music?
Yes, I am. Very much.
Well, that's great.
I've been to System. I've been to Green Day. I've been to U2. I've been to Blink. I've been to Osprey.
Wow, nice. That's awesome. This is a perfect prize for you. Of course, now
yeah.
you can cut out the pesky step where you have to pay for those tickets, but you get to go to all the K-Rock shows next year, and that does include the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. It includes the
yeah.
K-Rock Acoustic Christmas. I mean, you are hooked up.
It includes, Coachella, Warped Tour, anything we're involved with.
Yay!
Ozfest, if they do it again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you're...
I can't believe it. Thank you, K-Rock. I've been a big fan of Kevin and Bean's. Forever.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Hello. You should keep a journal so you can actually remember what you did this in next year. Because you're not going to remember. It's all just going to run together.
Yeah, it could be a goodbye note.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, I think if there's a lesson to be learned, please take it from Suzanne Sanchez of Glendale. Hoeing around is where it's at. I mean, that is the way to make all your dreams come true.
Brand new car, K-Rock golden ticket. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You're the best. Your dad scares
Thank
us. Bye now.
I heart Aisa so much. She joins us in the K-Rock studios here this morning. She is, if anything good ever happens as a result of K-Rock, it's usually Aisa's doing.
True. And, I love you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty
Thank
true.
Thank you.
How about that winner with the golden ticket? Not even you who works here can go to every K-Rock show in 2009. Am I right?
No, not at all. That's going to be pretty amazing for that winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, she won't survive the year. There's no question. If she really goes for it, it'll kill her.
It'll work.
Aisa's here this morning because she is going to be working hard for you, the fine K-Rock listener, tomorrow, and for Cedar Sinai and their Blood Drive program, because we are doing a live event, if I have this correct, at the Queen Mary in Long Beach tomorrow, about half the day tomorrow, right? From 6 in the morning till 3 p.m. Is that right?
Yep. Actually, we're at the Dome at the Queen Mary from 6 to 3 all day tomorrow.
6 to 3, okay.
Yeah, right by where Shipwrecked is.
And people can stop by, donate blood. They get a Kevin and Bean t-shirt, right?
They get a Kevin and Bean t-shirt. It's actually a limited edition blood drive t-shirt. And they get, you can also get Queen Mary Shipwreck passes, concert tickets, Foo Fighters, Tiger Army, Mike Ness. Tiger Army is my personal favorite.
Sure.
How are those prizes going to work, Aisa? A lot of people have been writing in saying, I want to win stuff, but I don't know. I mean, is it just going to be you're going to randomly draw every 10th person's going to win?
I can answer that. Whoever gives the most. Whoever gives the most blood.
No, that's not how it works.
It's a competition.
No, there's a limit.
Bleed it out.
It's a competition.
No. So I'm pretty sure there's a limit to how much you can give, Kevin.
There's going
to
be a bunch of bloodless people. Well,
sorry.
I guess normally when you you donate blood, you get the cute little juice and cookies thing because you feel bad afterwards. But this time, it's just going to be basically more first come, first serve situation, you know, while supplies last. And that's why we're encouraging people to get there as early as possible and actually sign up early on because otherwise you might have to wait. We actually have over 100 people signed up.
Oh, fantastic.
With appointments set up.
Yes, but we can actually take a lot more. So, you know, please get there as early as possible.
How do they do it? KROC.com is?
KROC.com, okay. And there's blood donor forms up there where you can fill everything out. It's super easy. They make it very, very simple, not complicated. You know, you basically just have to lay there and let them drain you.
That's not the first time you said that. You have to be at least 17 years old. There is no upper age limit. So, I mean, God forbid if Doc wanted to give blood, he could. You have to feel well. You have to be, you know, not on any antibiotics or anything like that. Weigh at least 110 pounds. No dental surgery in the last 3 days. No history of AIDS. And no tattoos within the last 12 months, I guess is what they're saying. But other than that, virtually everybody is eligible. It's something that is so simple to do. It just takes a few minutes, and it really is literally a lifesaver. And I guess these Cedars-Sinai people, I mean, they do tremendous work here in Southern California with their blood, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is that you don't realize how much it's needed. It's something I definitely didn't think about it. I had a friend who was ill. Her name was Maribel Avila, and she needed blood. And I had no idea that, you know, it was such a big deal to donate blood, and most people don't know. So it's amazing that we're doing this because we're bringing a lot of, you know, a lot of people to...
Including signing up, securing your donation time, and printing out your paperwork before you go. But definitely plan to join us tomorrow with KROC. It's at the Dome at the Queenberry. All the details at KROC.com. Thank you, Aisa.
Thank you.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1. What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets for you to Six Flags Magic Mountains Fright Fest, taking place Fridays through Sundays through Halloween night, with a bonus night on Thursday, October 30th. That's what you get just for being on the phone for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067.
Let's talk to Mike in East L.A., who is shocked by some news he heard this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, What It Do Nephew?
What It Do?
Is Ralph there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Ralph, you're such a killjoy, man.
Why? What'd I do?
You know, up to this day, I had not known Scarlett Johansson was married.
Really?
It's pretty recent.
I found out she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah?
I mean, what else did that guy do? What, just two guys and a girl, right?
If he was also Van Wilder.
Oh, God.
That's not how you wanted to find out, I'm taking it, Mike?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
Yeah, trust me. We know your pain.
You know, it's not Ralph's fault, but... He did break it to you in a non-gentle way, and for that he's sorry.
It is unacceptable that Scarlett Johansson is A, married, and B, married to a tool.
But, Mike, they have been together for like 3 years. I thought you would at least caught wind of the relationship.
No, man. No.
Sorry.
No.
No, man.
Why don't you just go on acting like it's not true, dude? It'll come around that way soon enough.
Live in denial.
They have a series of concerts every year in Scandinavia around the awarding of the Nobel Prizes. And Scarlett Johansson is the musical entertainment at one of the shows that they're doing for the guy who won the Peace Prize, I think, this year.
Oh,
yes, wow. She is going to be the musical entertainment. Remember a couple years ago, Springsteen went out and played it? Scarlett Johansson is the musical entertainment. That is somebody on the committee who wanted to meet Scarlett Johansson. That's what that is.
When she starts singing, a fight will break out at the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's correct.
The first time that ever happened.
It'll throw down. Yeah. Gabriel and Downey, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Baby boo.
Hello.
Wanted to tell a story about on CNN. A 76-year-old lady was arrested for pickpocketing.
Nice.
The best part is she pickpocketed an undercover cop.
Yeah. Apparently she's been doing it for years, too. She's got a long...
Really?
Long history.
She's
long
been
history
caught a lot?
Yeah, she's had a bunch of different names. She's a real con artist.
She arrested 37 times since 1981.
37 times.
Fantastic.
Well, whatever penalty she was getting, it certainly was worth it for her, wasn't it? She got caught again. That's the best.
Thanks for the update. There was a story of a woman even older than that in the news this week who got arrested because she got tired of the neighborhood kids playing ball, and the ball ended up in her yard, and then she'd have to take it back out to them. So she kept it. And the kid's parents called, and the police came, and they arrested her for
kidnapping a ball?
Yeah, basically for burglary or thievery or something. I don't know what the charge was, but for not giving the ball back.
Just being old and grouchy.
Ball theft.
Let's go to Howard in Beverly Hills. Good morning, Howard.
Morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do,
baby boo?
What it do, Howard?
What's going on?
Hey, guys. So I was calling to give you guys a little bit of a video game update for the week.
Yes.
With the big releases. So this week for the Xbox 360, there's a game coming out called Fable 2, which is a role-playing game.
Right.
It's kind of set in a fantasy land. And what's kind of cool about this game is, depending on your behavior, whether you're good or bad, your physical appearance changes in the game. What's also interesting, though, is that...
What happens to your physical appearance when you're bad?
You become, like, more demonic. Your face becomes scarred. You grow horns and stuff. And when you approach villagers to try to talk to them to get missions or get food, they get scared of you. And some of them will run away, and then others will treat you like a pariah.
Oh, that'll hurt my feelings.
Yeah, maybe this game isn't for you, Ralph, because
yeah,
it sounds
not.
Like you're
I'm too sensitive.
Too sensitive for that.
What's interesting about it, though, is that before the game was released, there was a way to make money in the game playing these mini-games. Mm-hmm. And someone online found what they thought was a glitch that let you make unlimited amounts of money. It turns out that the developers put that in there on purpose to kind of test the audience. And if you took advantage of that glitch, you start out the game from day one with the most hideous appearance. Like your evil meter is completely maxed out.
And why do we care about any of this?
Well, it's just I'm trying to figure out big releases for the week. I've got more germane to K-Rock audiences. There's Wii Music coming out.
What's happening now?
Is this a new segment we didn't know about?
We actually are going to start a new segment tomorrow where we have a guy on. But
we don't need
to. Did we ask for this guy? Did we? Did anyone?
I guess he felt that we had been light on video game coverage, so he thought he would contribute. I guess is what happened.
Howard, thanks for.
But I don't care. Self-starter. I don't care what my avatar looks like in a video game. I just don't.
Well,
I don't care at all.
We have to explain that to you, dude.
I do care about Jeremy and Irvine on line 5, though, who is also calling with a video game related call. This I care very much about.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what to do?
What to do?
Yeah. So okay, we all love Hero and Rock Band, right?
Guitar Hero, Rock Band, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, apparently that's a little too crazy for the Christians. They have Guitar Praise. I think it's already out. I'm not 100% sure.
Guitar Praise?
Yeah.
So it's Christian music and you play along with the guitar?
I believe their direct quote is, it's Guitar Hero without the drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
Good times.
I know that I'll take some heat for this, and I hate to sound like Ralph the way he condemns all country music, but I'm here to tell you that virtually all Christian rock blows. I know there are some talented artists, but 99.9% of that music really sucks. If you ever tune into one of the Christian radio stations and listen to the stuff they play,
dude,
it's horrible.
Striper.
Horrible. Yeah, 25 years ago.
Striper!
There are some really good Christian bands. Like
Nope.
Dude, As It Lay Dying.
Nope.
Come on.
No.
Never heard
nope.
Of
wrong, sir.
I'm sorry.
Like death
incorrect.
Metal, dude. But
I'm
not.
Sorry.
Wrong, sir.
Your music peaked with Creed, man. I'm sorry.
This guy started out talking about Guitar Praise and how ridiculous it was. And now he's like, hey, what are you guys talking about?
Michael Rhodes, Red. Hallelujah. Worst game ever.
Thanks for the call, though. All right. This segment is continuing on the tradition of today's Kevin and Bean Show, all of which should be erased from the archives,
yes,
right?
Worst show we've ever done.
Let's go to line 7. They're
so
not
you
giving
want
us,
to keep going. So you want to
they're not giving
the
us a name or a city,
done.
But I think I want to end on a positive note. I want to end with some happy people talking about some happy stuff. That's
all right.
It.
Hey, happy people.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, what it do?
What it do, happy person?
I just wanted to call in. I'm on the 405 right by the Getty Center, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to give a shout-out and praise to these helicopter pilots that are putting out these fires. These guys are amazing, cutting it close and just barely missing the trees and doing a great job out here.
Those guys in the helicopters dropping water were up before the sun was up, dropping water on this fire. They really did
I was
do
up before the sun
job.
Was up, too, Lisa.
But they
yeah,
don't usually do water drops in the dark. Oh, that was pretty
you
impressive.
Weren't flying a helicopter and dropping water.
Or was I?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
no,
Matt
firefighters
did
deserve
an awesome job.
Praise all the time. They do amazing work.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, that's all. I thought it'd be a nice, happy way to end the program, which is to say there are some people out there who we could be thankful for that are doing a great job. That's all.
Not us, though. None of us.
I want to thank our special guest, Dr. Drew Pinsky, for joining us today. He is back with an all-new Celebrity Rehab 2, which is going to be on the VH1 starting tonight at 10 o'clock. It sounds fantastic. Don't forget to go to KROQ.com to get more details on KROQ's Bleed It Out Blood Drive. Ralph, you're going to be down there bright and early tomorrow doing your showbiz beat for the peeps, right?
I will, and be giving blood and be giving out free stuff, too.
And I also want to thank Suzanne Sanchez of Glendale once again for listing to KROQ. She was the big winner with the brand new 2009 Toyota Matrix and the KROQ Golden Ticket, thanks to Toyota. And, of course, our friends at Del Taco, who so generously allowed us to put our bumper stickers in all of their Southern California locations for the past couple of months. And she picked hers up on the PCH, I think she said, at that Del Taco location. That's it paid off big for her.
All right, tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL. Love that. Wish you wouldn't make that noise. We are going to have a video game expert on from G4 talking about the video games, although we don't really need that now that...
No, we got
Howard.
Up to date.
We had Howard.
Howard called.
Howard's call was sponsored by Toyota.
We got the movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday, and speaking of the movie beat, we're going to talk to Tobin Bell from Saw 5.
Do you want to play a game?
Wow. No one from High School Musical 3 is going to be on our program tomorrow.
No,
to talk about
that's
that
correct.
Come, not one, not a single actor or actress from High School Musical 3. Come on, you guys.
No.
It's the movie of the year.
Enjoy.
The entire cast will be over in Seacrest. You can listen to him. They're all going to be dancing together and being nude.
Well, go Wildcats. That's all I have to say.
Oh, dear God. Shut up.
Kat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop KROQ, including the awesome new song from Kings of Leon. Stick around for that. Also, Rise Against, Incubus, Serj Tankian.
Good day.
Green Day, Weezer, and more right after this on KROQ.